This past Sunday, the congregation of Kauaiha'o Church gathered in a corner of its cemetery to properly thank community volunteers who came out to repair the damage done to 27 gravestones by vandals earlier this month. A visiting boys' choir from Arizona took part in the prayer service under the Norfolk Pines, and Kahu Kenneth Makuakani gave the blessing.
For those descendants who cannot have a voice because they haven't heard yet about this desecration that happened to their family members. So because of these men and their hearts for service to you, we say amen and glory to God in the highest. May their lives be enriched constantly and continually. May their businesses flourish, and may their ohana be glorified in every single way. And we thank you for their presence in our life. We thank you for their presence in our community. We thank you for their presence in all of creation. As we stand here as an ohana, as a community for each other, and may we be able to reach out like-mindedly when they need us.
Several dozen members of the Bricklayers Union offered their services, and other local businesses stepped up with equipment and supplies to help with the cemetery repairs. Mel Silva is a business manager of Local One, located in Kalihi. He told us that he felt it was the right thing to do.
I seen that at the news that the night before, but coming to work, I heard him on the radio again. And the Lord spoke to me, just to help these guys out. So I brought him to the boys' attention as soon as I got in the office. And then came out here in the morning to see if it was feasible, if we could do them, and look possible. So got in contact with Brickwood and the church, and then it was on. So that was it.
And I know the church community is very grateful because you folks not only did the work, but you did it fast.
Yeah, I did it quickly. You know, we all were glad we did them that quickly, but it's just because of the expertise of the men, you know, just everybody doing their part. It just went together so easily. It wasn't easy work. It's just because of the expertise of the union men that it went that quickly.
I mean, yeah, the gravestones are heavy.
Yeah. I think it had some like 600-800 pounds. But everything just worked out from the beams at Hawaiian Dredging, bonded materials donated. We had Marmo helping out. It's just the whole community helping out each other. And then, like I said, all the praise go to God, but these men, all the volunteers from Local One deserve all the credit.
Yeah, and I know the community has been watching the strife that developed because of the EV in the church hall. And
yeah.
I know they're getting past that, but then to have this happen, the desecration was just kind of hurtful.
You know, the thing is, we never know how heartfelt this thing was, but towards the end of the day, some of the relatives came and they made us feel, you know, you wouldn't think they were going through so much with this, but they were, and they, the gratitude that they gave us at the end of the day was worth everything. So, all good. You know, good to something wrong make them pono, yeah, so that, now it's all pono again. Yeah.
And we talked to Kahu Makuakani about the weekend healing service and the lingering controversy of the other Ibi Kapuna that the church is moving to resolve. Last fall, it announced it would work to resolve the lawsuit filed by some in the community over the unearthing of some 600 sets of remains of Ibi Kapuna. But the remains have not yet been reburied, partly because of legal red tape. Here is Kahu Makuakani about the healing process.
We had so much kokua, you know, so much help from the different unions that came in that had expertise, because the very next day when our church members came down, there were like four of us guys and we couldn't even lift the stone back up. I mean, that's how heavy, they're like 500 to 800 pounds, I guess. And so, you know, we're just laymen, we don't know how to do that. And out of the clear blue sky, that same morning, the Bricklayers Union representative came, Mel Silva, and he said, I want to help. And I got all my men, and we are going to Kokua
to repair every single one. And they thought it was going to take maybe 3 days or more. And it actually took them 1 day because they had more men who came than they thought was going to. And so they got every one of these stones back up. And then they came the next day to finish up the remainder of the work. But it only took them the next morning. And like I said, it was community helping community for the good of community.
And there's only one headstone that will then have to be replaced because it's broken in pieces.
Yes. When that one went down, unfortunately, that was one of our oldest ones. And so that it just couldn't handle when it fell. So we're going to replace it to renew. Well, we're going to build another one. And then, so the Ohana from that grave site, we're really happy that we were going to take care of repairing their ancestors' grave.
And at the beginning of the service, you know, you asked for blessings upon the many hands that worked out here to repair the headstones. You asked for rest for the unrest at Mauna Kea, and also for all the hands that are working to bury our Iwi Kupuna. Talk about that healing.
Well, there's always healing that is necessary. We seem to, as human beings, I don't know why we do that, but we seem to find in 100 things that we have, there's 99 that we do correct or, you know, that's good. But we always pick on the one thing that's the difference or that rubs us the wrong way rather than the 99 that are good. And the healing is to remind us that we are really good people. And we come from all good families. And, you know, sometimes we make mistakes. But the mistakes are what makes us better. I mean, that is the... Success and failure are not two different things. Failure is part of what makes you successful in whatever way and that you justify success. Some monetarily, most of us is spiritually. And so the healing here spiritually is to say, I forgive you for what you've done because I ask for forgiveness too. For I don't know what I did to you, but I am sorry if it did harm your heart. You know, and so spiritually, we have to ask for forgiveness. I mean, that is part of the process of Ho'oponopono, is to take us away from the animosity. Then there is no more fighting.
And it's been, what, I guess some 6 months now since the whole strife over the hall and the Iwi Kupuna. And, you know, I guess maybe today's ceremony is maybe symbolic of the healing up above ground and then also the spiritual healing that has to come from within the church community.
Well, there's always healing that's going to come from everywhere within our community as we find the same things that we believe in rather than looking at what puts us apart, you know, those small little things. I mean, one of my Buddhist friends said, hey, we believe in 7 of the things of the 10 commandments. Can't we get along? And, you know, and that made me think, wow, am I really, or not me, but, you know, are we as our faith community only looking at those 3 differences and saying, because of those, I'm not going to accept you as a human being? And I really believe that this is the time for change. And this is the time of healing, whether it's above ground, below ground, or even up in the sky. It's a universal healing of people kind, you know, of all creation. And part of what the Mauna Kea is to remind us that we are not separate from the land, but as commandment the third, you know, or even the fourth did, you know, when we were doing the Mahele of 1848, it said that when you buy the property, you buy the people because that's an undivided, you know, we have an undivided interest. So the people are attached to the land. That is still our premise. It's not the land attached to the people. We are attached to the aina. Because in Genesis 2:7, how did God create us? He took dust and he blew his heavenly ha into us. And that's how mankind came about. And so we are made from land.
And the community that came together to help restore the gravestones this month, some were members, some were not?
None of them are members. None of them are members. I mean, and maybe they, I don't know what kind of faith, or maybe lack of faith, but, you know, we can't say lack of faith. because they must have had faith in something, because it was an innate feeling that something was wrong to our people and our aina, and we have to come and take care of it. And so all of us as a community, we ma'alama each other. That's what I think community is and has always been about.
Okay, and then as far as timetable, can you share at all any information about the reinterment of the EV on property?
Well, I can't give you any information on that because I don't know the information on it. But
you're working on it.
You know, we've always been working on it. We are wrought with different laws coming against each, and when we try to do one, we're going against the law of another state agency. When we try to do that one, we are against. And so it's one of those kinds of scenarios that it's a lose-lose situation for us, so we have to take them inch by inch or even millimeter by millimeter. This is the first issue of its kind, and now that has shown the inconsistencies of the agencies as they cross-pollinate.
So we got to pray for that.
Then maybe we can make legislation so that we can have the same thing going on in every agency.
And Kahuma Kuakani says the two state agencies involved are the Health Department and the Department of Land and Natural Resources. DLNR's Historic Preservation Office and the Burial Council are specifically working through the process, but it does not appear to be a fast resolution.